Chapter 3. Bring on the Clowns. Murphy was the only soldier to exit at the Chaffeean Hub. Actually, it appeared as if he were the only soldier at the Chaffeean Hub. There was a civilian guard kicked back with her feet up on a white plastic desk, her hat pulled down over her face. She was snoring. Other than that, he was alone. Every 30 seconds or so, a computerized voice announced the time over the intercom. According to Murphy's watch, the computer was off by a few hours. He was about to approach the guard desk when his eye caught sight of a flashlight down one of the corridors. It was blinking in a controlled manner, indicating that there was some form of intelligence controlling it. Two short blinks, one long, three short, two long, and then it repeated. He'd seen the code before while in advanced training. The code meant, "Yo, come here." It was military, so he felt inexplicably safe in obeying it. Murphy glanced once more at the guard and decided to let her sleep. He couldn't quite blame her, seeing as the place must have been the worst assignment ever. She had to have done something to piss off her bosses back on Segnal. The hallway was tight and the ceiling dropped to a point where he could reach up and touch it. It was dark except for the blinking light, which continued its rhythmic pulsing. At the other end of the flashlight stood a robot, standard Cortnor model best as Murphy could tell. Ensign Orion Murphy reporting as ordered.
Robot Chug flickering the flashlight as ordered.
Right, you can stop now. Chug stopped. I thought there were supposed to be two of you.
There is only one of me,
Chug replied. No, I mean that the Cortnor were supposed to provide two robots to assist me.
Ah, yes, you mean Plika, Chug said. She's waiting in the ship. She's our pilot.
Good. Chug continued standing there looking at Murphy. The light was too dim to get a solid look at the robot, but it was obvious that he was about Murphy's height and build. At first, he thought that Chug merely had an elongated head, but as Murphy's eyes continued to adjust, he noticed that what he was actually seeing was a top hat. Murphy assumed that there was some reason for the delay, and so he had waited patiently. But after a few minutes, he was getting the feeling that Chug was actually waiting on him. Are you waiting on me for something?
Your orders.
Right. Oh, take me to your ship.
Aye, sir.
Chug spun around and started clomping down the hallway.
Follow me.
Murphy was shocked that the guard could sleep through the sound of this robot's footfalls. One thing was for certain, there was no way this amount of noise was going to allow Murphy to break in and swipe a package from anywhere. They'd be caught within the first 10 steps. Can you possibly walk any quieter? He asked as this section of the hallway brightened considerably.
Not with these things on,
Chug replied as he kept clambering along. Murphy grimaced and looked down at the robot's feet. They were big and floppy, and if he wasn't seeing things, they were also painted red and white. They matched the top hat, which had turned out to be painted similarly. Chug, are you wearing clown shoes?
Yeah,
Chug replied as if Murphy wasn't all that bright.
Kind of goes with the territory.
Can you take them off, please? Chug stopped and looked back at Murphy, putting his hands on his hips.
Are you suggesting that I not be myself?
Yourself?
I'm a clown.
Oh, I thought you were a robot.
Well, yeah, that too, but I was created to be a clown.
Murphy wasn't sure how to respond to this. He was already feeling a bit of nerves doing this mission at all. The last thing he needed was to have to deal with odd robots. Well, you are military, right?
As far as you know.
And you don't think it's wise to walk softly?
Soldiers aren't made to think,
Chug answered evenly.
We're made to follow orders.
Right. They went through a few different passageways until they finally reached a doorway that held a flight of stairs. They walked down what felt like 20 levels until Chug opened a side door. A Cortnor shuttle was docked barely inside of the force field that kept the vacuum of space at bay. The ship itself wasn't much to look at. Even the Segnal space shuttle that he had taken here had more pizzazz, and that was saying something. Chug keyed the door panel and it slid open. He moved to the side and saluted as Murphy ducked and walked in. Once inside, Murphy was able to stand at full height. Everything was white, the walls, the floor, and even the ceiling. It felt like a padded room. Of course, seeing that he was on a mission concocted by Parfait, a padded room was fitting. He turned back to see that Chug was still standing outside the door holding a salute. What are you doing?
Regulations require that I not drop my salute until you salute back.
Murphy saluted and told Chug to get inside. "Look, Chug, I'm not one of those by-the-book types of soldiers, so let's just skip all this constant saluting and such, okay?"
"Nope."
"Why not?"
"Not in my programming," Chug said with a shrug.
"Unreal," Murphy said irritably. "Can you at least do a little thinking on your own?"
"Okie dokie."
Murphy stared at him for a few moments. Chug didn't seem to mind. "Okay, where's the bridge?"
"Through that door," Chug said, pointing.
Murphy started walking but looked back to see that Chug was still standing where he'd left him. He sighed and shook his head. "Chug?"
"Yep."
"Are you coming?"
"I'm not even breathing heavy."
"What?" said Murphy, feeling confused. And then the joke hit him. "Wow, never thought I'd meet a clown robot who makes dirty jokes."
"Another part of my programming, sir."
"Super." Murphy stepped onto the bridge. There was more of the same white that was in the rest of the ship, but at least there was also a wide screen where he could see outside. One would imagine that would help with claustrophobia, and one would be right as long as there were planets or stations within close proximity. Otherwise, the vast emptiness of space could feel crushing indeed. The pilot's chair was empty. His first thought was that the pilot was in the latrine, but robots didn't need to void themselves. Unless these were a new model of robot that Murphy had never heard of. He wouldn't be surprised, especially considering that Chug was the first clown robot that he'd ever heard of. "Plika?" he called out. A creaking sound came from his right, and he turned to see another robot was standing there. This one was wearing a rainbow-colored wig and had a big red nose. She honked a horn twice with her one hand as the other started flying towards Murphy with haste. Murphy furrowed his brow as his brain tried to process exactly what the hell was going on. By the time he'd sorted it all out, it was too late. He'd been hit directly in the face. The world went black. Then he sighed heavily, wiped his eyes, and licked his lips. "Lemon meringue?" he asked. "Replied Plika in her own way. "Wonderful."